and we I took attorney and the whole board over there one year and cooked. Pete Mitchell told me, he says, well, I said, you may be a good supervisor. I said, you darn good cook, too. Of course, there ain't nothing no better than fish, caught fish, and cook them right there. Yeah, I got just a little 5 gallon butane burner, tank out there. I always carried with me. I got a burner and a grease bucket, big one. And I had a big kettle. I sit on top of that, filled it full of grease. Get it hot and drop them fish in there. When they come to the top, take them out, they're ready.
Have you ever heard of any kind of cornbread that people might have talked about making right in front of the fireplace on a board or something like that?
No, you're talking about in a baker.
In a what?
In a baker.
What is that?
That's Mama used to have one. It was a baker skillet. It's up on legs. Mm-hmm. And you rake the coals out and sit on top of the coals and then put that lid on it and pour the coals on top of your lid. And boy, talk about some good bread or good sweet potatoes. Mm-hmm. Now, my mama baked sweet potatoes in that. And that's when we come in from school. She'd have them potatoes baked or maybe a pan of a bunch of cornbread stuff cooked. That's what we had for supper. When I was talking about walking that 4 miles, we was ready for something to eat when we got home, too.
Work of an appetite.
Yes, sir. And you used to talk about something that you hardly ever see any chickens out there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Chickens out in the backyard. I enjoyed my homegrown eggs.
Yeah, my grandmother's sister and her husband used to raise, they kept chickens, you know, they were in the egg business.
Yeah.
A long time. They had these
big houses, yeah. I just
Well, they were messed to keep up.
I think we got 8 hens out there. Jack lived down here, had some running in wood down there, and I bought 5 pullets from him back last spring, I believe it was. And they've been laying all the year. We give away about a dozen, 2 dozen eggs a week. I generally care of a dozen to my sister down here and give them old boy and wife, did his wife a dozen last night.
That's one thing I don't eat too much of.
His eggs?
I guess because I don't eat much breakfast.
Yeah.
Hardly ever eat breakfast.
That's when you already had a meal and leave that supper off.
That's what everybody tells me.
But I got to have my meal before I leave the house.
I had a
friend down here, and he'd get up and leave all his family in the bed and go over here to town and eat his breakfast and go on about that day's work. But I wasn't raised like that. I got to have something to eat before I leave.
I just never got in the habit for some reason.
For breakfast?
It just kind of made me feel
bacon and eggs. You're talking about my wife would fry a skillet full of ham meat. And but we get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. And then she'd fry about 2 or 3 eggs, and I'd put them 2 eggs in my plate and then put them with that ham gravy.
Mm.
And eat about 6 biscuits, and I'd raise for a day's work. But I'd do a day's work, it didn't hurt me either.